好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。嗨，大家好，我是 Al。
Hi, I'm Susan. Welcome to Real and Relax.
啊，第一部分我们来先复习一下上次学过的几个短语。Up in the air.
Haven't made a decision yet.
嗯，就是
还没有做出决定。
对。Valueless 和 priceless.
嗯 ，valueless 是没有价值的 ，priceless 是无价之宝。
嗯 ，water fountain 就是
饮水机。
然后 wet behind the ears.
嗯，什么反正是湿的，那就是有效未干。
对，一一对应的，对吧？我们上次还说了怎么样说呢 ？Pennywise and a penny,
don't be pennywise and pound foolish. 不要因小失大，
小钱上精明，大钱上就糊涂了，对吧？所以就引申到因小失大。
啊，就我们中国有这样一句说，就是吃大亏占小便宜，占小便宜吃大亏，是吧？
嗯。
啊，don't be pennywise and pound foolish。
Let's begin our new lessons.
Okay, what's the first one?
The first one is wrap around one's little finger. Wrap around one's little finger.
Wrap around 是缠起来。Wrap around one's little finger. 那就是
小指头。
把你的小指头盘。这干什么的？
Stop doing those crazy things to Mary. Nothing will change between you.
No, I will have her wrapped around my little finger.
What's wrong with your finger anyway? 这就不理解了。但是应该怎么说呢？就是 I will have her wrap around my finger.
Don't be silly. Many boys want to catch her heart, but everybody ends up with their hearts broken.
啊，这个 wrap round one's little finger.
嗯，就像我们汉语里面说的那种，就什么，掌握在我的鼓掌之中，掌握
在我的鼓掌之中。
嗯，
他现在就是把他的小指头包起来，对吧？
嗯
，wrap around 没有wrap around one's little finger， 就是说完全的掌控。嗯，我一定能控制他。
嗯
嗯，然后我就给他浇了送冷水吧，对吧？
嗯 ，don't be silly， 别那么傻了。许多男孩子都想赢得他的心，结果就却以伤心而告终。
对 ，wrap around one's little finger 就是掌握在鼓掌之中。
嗯 ，under total control。
Yes，
完全
control，
完全掌控。
Yes， that's right。
Round what's that？ Round up，
wrap up。
Wrap round one's little finger。嗯，这个有点长，不太好记，大家自己多重复几遍。
Wrap round one's little finger，
wrap round，
一定要至少你听懂的时候，听到的时候要听懂别人在说什么 ，right？
嗯哼。
啊，有的时候你还会听到 You're such a dish， 听到过吗 ？You're such a dish。
Dish 是菜，对吗？
嗯。
啊，你就是一盘菜。
Is that？ 嗯。Hey， let me introduce my girlfriend. This is Jenny, and this is Sandy, my best friend.
Hi, glad to meet you. May I say you're such a dish? I feel thrilled.
Hey, what do you mean? How can you be so rude?
Rude? But I didn't say anything improper.
啊，这里他说了两句话可能会引起误会。第一个是
You are such a dish.
I feel thrilled.
Thrilled 是吓得发抖。
对，
还有
恐怖哈，
对，你就是看起来像，字面意思就是你看起来像盘菜，然后我有点吓得发抖，
对，
确实很容易引起歧义，你到底想说什么呀？
对，男人说很丑嘛，实际上是说翻了，
You
are such a dish 是英语中的 slang， 说的是你是个绝色大美人，
就像我们汉语里面说的秀色可餐，
对，然后呢，就是说吓得发抖，这个 thrill 就是吃惊，
所以、
漂亮啊，惊讶了一下，
所以他们说。You are such a dish, I feel thrilled. 就是你真是绝色美人，就是秀色可餐。
对，实际上他也想恭维一下，对吧？所以你应该会答 Yes, thanks, I'm flattered. 我很荣幸。
I'm flattered. 您过奖了。
我很荣幸。
OK.
下一个还是跟这种，就是 You are telling me, you can say that again, 很相似，对吧？
You say that again, you are right.
A big surprise.
What surprise?
The manager is arrested on the charge of bribery.
You are telling me?
Of course I'm telling you. What do you think I'm doing now?
I mean, I knew it before you told me.
Ah, you're telling me. 看上去是表示你正在告诉我。不是废话吗？
你知道，就是用得着你说吗？
还用得着你说吗？
早就知道了。
所以你就是 a big surprise.
What surprise?
The manager is arrested on the charge of bribery.
You are telling me?
You have known it?
Of course, didn't you read this morning news?
啊，早上没看报吗？
Today's morning newspaper?
Yes.
News, that's okay.
You are telling me.
就是还用得着你说吗？
后面加的是感叹号。You're telling me, huh? Hey, I haven't seen you for a long time. How are you?
I'm quite well, except busy.
Oh, I've nearly forgotten that you've now managing a firm.
Yeah, I'm now a wealthy woman.
You bet.
But I never bet.
Ah, you bet. 这是一条怎么说是成语吗？也是
算得上吧。
惯用理，就是惯用语或者说俚语吧。
啊，它的意思是 of course.
啊，的确，
的确，当然。然后表示的是赞同和肯定，
对对方观点，对吧？
然后就是说，我现在已经是富人了，然后他就 you bet，
肯定嘛？
啊，然后他就认为是因为赌博才有了钱，所以造成了误会，对吧？you bet 就是yes of course you are，
yes， you bet， 这个 bet 其实跟赌博没什么关系，对吧？打赌也没什么关系，对吧？
就是 you are right，
yes。I'm now a wealthy man, 应该说。
Sure, you bet. Everybody can see you're a millionaire.
But I'm not happy. 这就又牵扯到什么金钱能够买到什么了 ，right?
You can such a long passage.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, let's have a next one. You call. You call 的是你打电话还是你叫？No idea, let's see.
You know, I'm not good at this. You call.
I don't think there's any call to make. We can make the decision right now.
I don't mean this. What I want to say is that it's up to you, and I will agree your decision.
原来讲 you call 就是你来做决定 You're the boss, it depends on you.
就是你来吧 you call.我不来了，你决定吧，哈。
就是一群人正在做某项决定或者考虑某个问题的解决方法的时候，如果有人对你说 you call， 不是让你赶紧去打个电话怎么着，而是说你来决定。
你记得吗？在 Friends 里还有 I call， 就是我来，
我说。
一群人在就是争抢一个特别好的差事的时候，第一个说 I call 的那个人就得到。
I call
it， 就是我来，就是我要得到 ，right？You know, I'm not good at it. You call.
All right, but I still want to know that what every one of you think about it. I want it to be our decision.
Sure, we'll all support you and whatever decision you will make. 我们全部都支持你，什么决定都 OK 啦，对吧？You call.
I call. You call.
就是 you call， 还有一个 I call。
I call。就是有的比如说他们在演出的时候如果你觉得特别好的话可以说是 I call 吗
不是我的意思是说就是譬如 Chandler 跟 Monica 结婚的时候有一个人要当 Reverend 对吧这时候他们都想当 Reverend 但 Joey 第一个说 I call 就是我先说的
我来做
对当那个 Monica 和 Move Out 当他们搬出去的时候然后他们那个 apartment 很好嘛，然后是 Vivi 姐姐第一个说，哎呀，就是我的啦，就是别人不能再抢，对吧？好，所以简单复习一下 ，wrap around one's little finger，
就是 under total control，
掌握在
鼓掌之中，
那第二个呢，就是 you're such a dish，
你真是秀色可餐，绝色美人，
用来形容女孩子的吧，又好像也不是这样形容男孩子，对吧？你可以说 I feel thrilled， 就是
好
惊
讶。
所以你应该说 Thanks, I'm flattered。
You flatter me。
对。You are telling me。
用得着你说。
还用你说吗
？You're
telling
me。And the another one is not
you bet。
You bet。This the you're right, of course。
Yeah, you bet。你说了，你赌吧。And you call。你来决定吧。
And I call。
Yes, you call。And I call。
I call 就是我先占了，是吧？
That's right。So,
very interesting.
That's for the first part。 Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，登录 www.cooler.com。最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，
更多精彩等着你。
Let's go to the part two.
Part two is really about the...
Something you don't know how to say, right?
嗯
哼。就怎么应该说呢？
我在 I made a killing in Las Vegas.
I made a killing in Las Vegas. 啊、Las Vegas 我知道，赌城了。
嗯。
A lot of casinos. 如果你看过 Ocean's Eleven, 就会记得这个地方，对吧？
字面意思，如果你想说我在哪发了一笔财，
嗯，
很地道的用法就是 I made a killing in Las Vegas, in some place.
嗯嗯，
这个不是说我在哪杀了个人，我不管办了件什么坏事，
嗯，
他说发横财主要是。
嗯，而这个里头尤其有几赌博，因为拉斯维加斯赌钱嘛，
嗯，
所以呢就要隐身一下，对吧 ？Lose one's shirt 就是输了很多钱，输光了。
啊，
可以说，
这个、我们也说过，对吧？
我可以说 I lost a shirt in Las Vegas。
嗯，并不
是
说
相反的
啊，并不是说在 Las Vegas 丢了衬衫，而是说赌钱输了很多。
对，而赢了很多钱才是 make a killing。
啊 ，make a killing 就是，而因为你像赢钱不是正当来的嘛，也没有基本上没有费什么大劲，所以算是横财，
对
吧？
对，
发横财可以说 make a killing。
嗯，对，这里的 make killing 它的原意是杀戮，但是 killing 是 quick and huge profits， 所以就是突然就
赚了一大
笔钱
了。嗯哼
，You have been smiling all day. What are you up to?
I made a killing on Wall Street.
Really? How much did you make?
I invested $10,000 in a small company stocks a year ago, and they were worth $900,000 now.
Ah, a return of 800% in a year? That's incredible!
You have been smiling all day, 整天都笑着。
What are you up to? 你是不是有什么事儿啊？
他说我在华尔街赚了大钱。I made a killing、
on
Wall Street.
真的吗？你赚多少？
他说一年前我投资10,000。在一家小公司的股票里面投资10,000，现在变成90,000啦！
哦，一年的回报率达到800%，难以置信 ，That's incredible， 对吧？
嗯，所以这里面就是 I made a killing， 赚钱非常的快的。
嗯 ，Right， the Chinese stock market has opened to foreign investors.
So, are you going to buy Chinese stocks？
Yes, I lost my shirt on Wall Street last year, so I think I will pull all my money out of Wall Street and invest it in Chinese stock market instead of this year.
Do you think you'll make a killing in China?
I hope so. 就是大陆的证券市场已经为对外国的投资者开放了，对吧？
那么你想买大陆的证券吗？
是的，因为我去年在华尔街吃了个大亏 ,lose my shirt
on Wall Street.
所以今年呢他想换一个地方。So, 我还问你觉得能在大陆赚钱吗？
Do you think you'll make a killing in China?
I hope so. Everybody hopes so, huh? 每个人都这样希望啊。
And we really hope you can make a killing.
Anywhere. Okay. Let's go to the part three. The story part.
The joke time.
啊，我们这次都讲 joke 了，对吧？那我们说 peer pressure，
peer 是同辈，它有两个意思，一个是同辈之间的同辈的，另一个就是贵族。
所以说，但我们现在一说到 peer pressure 呢，就是 all the friends around you do something。
就是你周围的朋友都在做这样的事情。
If you don't follow it, it seems that you don't belong to them。
如果你不跟随大家的话，那你就好像是不是跟他们是一伙的。
You can be outsider as an considered as an outsider， 就好像是
被排在圈子外了。
对，现在好像尤其是还年龄越小，这种 peer pressure 越大，对吧？
对 ，peer pressure 就是跟风的同辈的压力。
对 ，OK，Let's see， my teenage son Chad and 9 of his friends came home one night with newly pierced ears。
一天晚上十几岁的儿子 Charlie 带着九个朋友回到家里，他们都扎了耳朵眼，耳朵眼就是 pierced ears，
pierced ears， P-I-E-R-C-E， pierced 就是扎眼的，打孔， make a hole go through， 哈， and
When his grandmother heard about it, she asked him why he did it.
当儿子的奶奶听说这件事之后，他们就问他为什么要这样做。
And Charlie said peer pressure.
然后查理告诉他说是同辈的压力 peer pressure.
And the grandma said, you should be a leader instead of follower.
你应该做一个领导者而不是做一个跟风的人。
I was, he replied. It was my idea.
我就是领头的，这就是我的主意。
就是他的主意。Peer pressure 就是要介绍你一次。It's very important, actually. 有的时候你要抵抗住这种 peer pressure.
You should make one of your decisions and don't be a
follower.
Always
be a follower. 还有这里要学会一个词是 pierce, 哈。Pierce 是穿洞的。
Pierced ear, pierced 就是有小孔的。
对
，pierced ears 是耳朵眼。那耳钉怎么说呢
？Pierced earrings.
Earrings.
Okay.
Now, let us think. That's all of today. So don't be a follower.
Be a leader.
See you next time.
Okay. Bye bye.